Hello and welcome to our broadcast. We're in number 9 here in this series of Paul and Timothy. Stay tuned. Chapter number 4, 2 Timothy, Paul is done with his ministry here in this world. He says in verse 6, I am ready to depart. I am now ready to be offered, and my time of departure is at hand. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And he wants Timothy, this young pastor, to do the same thing. When his life is all over, he should be able to say that, and you and I should as well. In chapter 1, he told Timothy, this is how you need to think. Number 2, this is what you need to be. Number 3, this is what you need to know. And then in chapter 4, this is what you need to do. In our last program, we were looking at chapter 3, that what he needed to know. And he says in verse number 1, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Now, when he talked about these perilous times, he's talking about in the church. Now, there's always been perilous times in the world, but now these things have entered the church, and we have in verse number 2 through verse number 5 a list of things that really are the characteristics of unsaved people. Well, the reason that we have this characteristics of unsaved people in the church is because they're unsaved. In the last 10, 15 years, we've been fed a doctrine which is a false doctrine. It's a damnable doctrine that'll damn you to hell if you believe it. And that is that you do not need to repent in order to be saved. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Well, we have filled our fundamental independent Baptist churches with a lot of unsaved people in our membership these days because they have prayed a prayer, but they've never been saved. And the Bible says in verse 5, they have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, the form. It's an outward appearance, but reality is something that is completely different. It says here that they are lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Well, of course they are if they're not saved. So they have a form of godliness, and we saw in our last program that the Bible says that they get to the place where they are supposing, 1 Timothy 6:5, that gain is godliness. And we say, well, how many did you have in church? Well, having a whole building full of people listening to a message, if they're not saved, is that success in the Bible definition of the term? We've seen that in the Laodicean church in Revelation chapter 3, verse number 17. They were rich. They were increased in goods. They didn't know how bad things really were. And we read in verse 20 that Jesus wasn't even in the meeting. Behold, he said, I stand at the door and knock. Well, in chapter 4 and verse number 3, it says they will not endure sound doctrine. They will not endure. They, verse 3, will heap to themselves teachers. They, verse 4, will turn away their ears from the truth. But thou, Timothy, thou, this is what you need to do. Thou hast fully known my doctrine. And what he talks about here is they, there's one group, will not endure sound doctrine. But Timothy, you need to endure the sound doctrine. You have fully known my doctrine. Verse number 10, Paul says in 1 Timothy 1 and 3, he says, charge some that they teach no other doctrine. In 1 Timothy 4 and 6, he talked about good doctrine. In 4 and 13, he said, give attendance to doctrine. In 4 and 16, he said, take heed unto the doctrine. In chapter 5 and verse 17, he talked about those that labor in the word and doctrine. And then in 6 and 1, he talked about the fact that God should not and his doctrine should not be blasphemed. And then in 1 Timothy 6 and 3, he talks about doctrine which is according to godliness. In 3 and 16, profitable, the scriptures are profitable for doctrine. And then in 2 Timothy 4 and 2, he talked about exhort with doctrine. And then in 4 and 3, the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Well, John said in 2 John 1 and 10, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not. So Paul says they will not endure sound doctrine, but thou, Timothy, you'll find that word thou in 1 Timothy 1 and 3, he says, charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Thou, Timothy, 1 Timothy 4, 6, be nourished up in good doctrine. Thou, Timothy, well, we know what they're doing. What are you going to do, Timothy? 2 Timothy 3, verse 14, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. In Titus 2 and 1, Paul writes to Titus and he says, speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. So we have here in verses 15 and verse 14, they will not endure, but thou, he said, you need to endure. Well, the pastor that determines to endure in sound doctrine, it's not by chance that in verse number 12 we read, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You're going to suffer some persecution if you're going to stick with a sound doctrine. Well, in chapter 3, he's telling the young pastor, this is what you need to know. He's already covered chapter 1, this is how you have to think. Chapter 2, this is how you have to be. Chapter 3, this is what you have to know. And then in chapter 4, this is what you have to do. He says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts or desires shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and be turned unto fables. So he says, here's what you need to do, Timothy, you young pastor. He says, I charge thee. Now a charge, he's given a trust. A charge is a trust with responsibilities hooked to it. He said in 1 Timothy 6 and 20, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. He said in 1 Timothy 1 and 18, he gave him a charge to war, a good warfare. So we see here in verse number 1, he says, you are charged before, or in the sight of, that is translated 16 times, in the sight of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge. One of these days, as pastors, we're going to give an answer for how we do things. So what are you supposed to do? He says, preach the word. Now that word preach means to herald. It is an official messenger bringing news to someone. That's what a herald is. Back in the old days, a herald would come in on his horse and he would say, hear ye, thus saith the king. And he would just say what the king said. He wouldn't come in and say, well, I better soften this message down or somebody might leave town. He didn't soften it down because, well, if they leave town, they won't pay their taxes anymore. I think that's what happens in our churches. We're going to water this down because somebody might leave and they won't put their money on the plate anymore. No, Timothy, if you're going to do what the Bible says to do, you preach the word. You be instant in season. You reprove. You rebuke. You come in as a herald and you say, this is what the Lord has to say. The king has sent me with a message, and he has if you're the pastor. So in verse 2 he says, preach the word. The word, Hebrews 4:12 says, the word of God is quick. It is powerful. It is sharp. And it is a discerner of the heart. We need to preach the word, the Bible. Get it in the messages. Be instant. Now that word has been translated stand 3 times. It's been translated come upon 6 times. In Acts chapter 17, verse number 5, it is translated assault when they made an assault on the house of Jason. And a dictionary says an assault is a planned attempt to do something demanding. And that's exactly what the preacher is supposed to be doing here. To be have a planned attempt to get people to do something that the king is demanding. And so he says, this do, preach like a herald, preaching those things that the king demands. And then he says, do it in season and out of season. I'll tell you, it's out of season right now to be preaching like a herald and saying, hey, this is what the king says to do, so shape up and do it. This do, he says, reprove, verse 2. Now, that'll save you the frustration and expense of a building program. He says, rebuke in verse 2. That means to express sharp disapproval. That'll help you with saving a building program, too. Then he says, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Now, long-suffering is to be patient. And doctrine, that word is mentioned 51 times in the Bible. And the next verse says they will turn away their ears from sound doctrine. And so just preach the Word of God in season, out of season, whether they're accepting it or whether they aren't, just tell them what the king said. So he says they in verse number 3 and in verse number 4, they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And verse 4, they shall turn away their ears from the truth and be turned unto fables. But Pastor Timothy says this apostle to him, he says, but thou, verse 5, but watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Thou, this is what you need to do. First he says watch, that means to observe, very close attention. Endure afflictions, plural. That's found 3 times in 2 Timothy, if you want to study that word afflictions. He says, evangelize and make full proof of thy ministry. Proof is evidence that is establishing a fact. And what he needs to be doing is to be enduring in the affliction. That's a proof that he's standing where he needs to stand. Well, he says, and finally, chapter 1, Pastor Timothy, this is how you need to think. Chapter 2, this is what you need to be. Chapter 3, this is what you need to know. And chapter 4, this is what you need to do. Well, as he goes down through the end of this chapter, the final words, he mentions 16 different people, and he commends most of them. 2 of them he's not very happy about. Demas has forsaken me. And he says in verse number 14, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him accordingly. And then he says to this young pastor, be thou ware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. You're always going to have that situation. Well, he's got 16 people here, and 14 of them are good. And then he ends it all with this phrase in verse 21. He's saying, greet all these people and all the brethren, greet them too. That was Paul's whole purpose. He gave his life for God's people. Well, in the conclusion, he said again, verse 6, I am ready. I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Now, we've said in this series, there's a difference between the faith and your faith. Your faith, that phrase is found 24 times in the Bible. The faith is found 42 times in the Bible. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith, because your faith might not be the faith. And Paul says, I have kept the faith.